The Business Bubble.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Business Bubble. If I'm not mistaken, this is episode 10, and I'm very happy to be here with you guys to be sharing my sort of like an update of the week of these. Yeah, basically the week, right? It's been 7 days or something. I think less. What's happening? So that's really cool. I'm very happy. I'm very grateful that I can be doing this with you guys. And the YouTube page has been doing pretty well. I think I have like 45 views in one of my episodes, and that's great. I mean, like, I haven't been using ads for YouTube, only like Facebook and such, but it's pretty cool. I must say it's awesome. Even though I have the framework of a patient kind of guy that is going to wait a long time to see the conversion, to see something harvest, let's say. Even because I have that type of mentality, it's always nice to see some sort of life, or some sort of movement or progress. And that's exactly what this episode is all about, what the essence of what I'm trying to transmit in this one episode. So basically what happened here was that I'm so excited to be able to progress in life, okay? Both in Hubble and in my personal life. And I'm telling you because two big things happened this week. One was the most important one, I guess. It's the very first Hubble co-creator meeting, say, to co-create a service, a Hubble service. And it was done with the Industrial Design Student Association at Tech. So that's cool. That's pretty cool, right? So it sounds pretty formal. And it was pretty formal, actually. It was amazing. And the second thing is that I've been really progressing with my selling and flipping and buying and doing things, commerce, basically, with people here at Costa Rica. So it's pretty awesome to see that people move, people buy, people sell. I'm always trying as well, like, you know, the overarching narrative here is to be able to produce a ridiculous amount of value in every transaction or relationship that you have. Because as I basically pointed out in episode one, that's what business is all about, is giving, is always being the one who is disproportionately giving value in a relationship without asking or without expecting the other person to do the same. Actually, I don't want the other person to do that because I find great fulfillment, maybe because of the responsibility and, I don't know, realization that I can be the one who gives out the most amount of value and be a leader in that sense. Be someone who others can look to and others can lean on and find comfort in. So yeah, very happy with that. Okay, so right to the point, I guess. So as I was saying, we had our first co-creator meeting ever at Hubble. And I think it's history. I don't know if this is going to be some, you know, pretty historical point in time, but it's nevertheless, it's the first one. So it's pretty important, I guess. It was with the Industrial Design Student Association, meaning basically at Tech. I don't know if you guys have this wherever you're listening, but at Tech, because it's a public university, we have different, say, like schools basically schools. So there's the School of Industrial Design, and the School of Industrial Design has a student association sort of group. And, you know, it has like a president and vice president and all these types of things. But they're basically guys, students who know a lot about what they're studying, and they want to help students in their career, in their major, basically. And they were the ones who worked with us to be able to create the first service at Hubble. So I don't know, well, maybe for those who don't know, just really like a sort of summary, we try to create a platform that matches both producers and consumers, meaning students and companies, so that the student can fulfill small, punctual, very defined digital tasks for this medium to small-sized businesses or freelancers that don't really have all the resources to be outsourcing, you know, to maybe a big company or some other type of entity. They'd much rather fulfill their necessities through a student that costs way less than these companies and that can 100% be doing exactly what they need, because it's one, first of all, it's very personal. The student's going to take it seriously because it's part of his development, his professional development as a engineer or something else. And it basically works all around. That's our hypothesis, as I was saying in episode 9, right? The Lean Startup methodology, that's our overarching hypothesis. That's what's going to happen. So we just got to test it now. But for that, we need a template. We need a first service to be putting it in the platform so that others can see it. Both companies can fill it out and make a hubby out of that and post it. And then the students can apply for that hubby. So, you know, this is very important. We need this, first of all, to be able to test that hypothesis. Funny story. I wasn't supposed to be the host. I was the host, by the way. But the host was supposed to be Francisco, which is right now sort of our, like, basically, we all kind of gave him the role of a CEO right now. Even though I think that I would like to be CEO someday, just because of the, really, I don't know, just because I want to be a leader, I guess, in the future. But I wasn't supposed to be the host. Francisco was supposed to be the host. And what happened was that because we at Tech have to complete an internship for 4 months, let's say, 16 weeks, and we are basically right now getting into our companies and things. I get in August, by the way. He already got in, and he had to do something. He basically had to take care of some things at the company, so he had to decline. The profe, Mauricio Arroyo, he couldn't as well because Francisco couldn't, so he thought, like, you know, maybe we would reschedule for another time. And Gabriel, I don't know what happened to him. But the thing is that they asked me if I could do it, and I was like, yeah, sure, I have the time. I would like to do it. I would like to take hold of a more, you know, leader-like role in this venture. So I was the host, and it was pretty interesting. Okay, so basically, certain things happen. Okay, so I was the host, and I've never had more than, say, 4 to 5 people in a Zoom call. I don't know if you guys know, but Zoom is pretty cool. However, I got kicked out. We all got kicked out like 3 times at Zoom because we had to pay to be able to, you know, have that meeting with a bunch of people and not be kicked out. So funny enough, we had to like get back in like 3 times. And then I was like, you know what? I had it. I just am going to go with Google Hangouts. And everything went smooth after that. So yeah, pretty funny. It was great. It was amazing. It was a meeting that, even though there were so many people, I was able to, I think, do a good job as a host. I don't know, maybe kind of guide them through what we needed, you know, be that interface between the co-creator and the company, be that speaker, the spokesperson for the company. I liked it a lot. And try to, like, you know, make us all work together. I freaking loved it. I don't know. It was so cool because I had to like quickly grasp the gist of what they were talking about as well. And it makes sense, you know, for the purpose of Hubble, we need people who kind of get what the co-creator is trying to say, because the co-creator is not always going to be able to tell us exactly what we need to put in the page in a computer science-esque or software engineering-esque type of description. They're going to say what they know, but they don't really know a lot about our side of the story. And we need to get to know their side of the story more, meaning that we have to get accustomed with their concepts, terminologies. They were speaking some sort of gibberish sometimes, you know, because I was like, what the heck is that? But then I kind of got the grasp of it, like little by little, I got to know. A funny anecdote, by the way. They were speaking, they were talking about branding. Yeah. So for me, I thought branding was to run a social media page or, like, you know, grow a brand. That for me, that was branding. But for them, branding was creating manual de marca, brand manual that had the logos and the designs and different types of things that the company would be able to use And that was completely different, of course. I mean, I was so lost in it. But then I found out, I mean, I was like, I'm sorry, guys. I screwed up. You guys were talking about something completely different. And I was thinking about something, you know, completely different. And let's just, like, get back to this. And I'm very grateful that they had a lot of patience with me in that sense. But then later on, I think I got the grasp. I grasped everything that they tried to say. Or mostly everything that they try to say. I'm very happy with that. If you can't tell, I'm smiling because it made me really happy to be able to be there and get a hold of everything. Okay, we found out through much thinking and, you know, pondering that Hubble services, there were three Hubble services at first, right? We proposed that they could help us with three, and the idea was that they could maybe help us with corporate image, then social media posting, and data visualization. But we found out that social media posting was actually not social media posting. It was just posting in general. So it also involved printing, like a printing works, say, like, for example, banners and business cards and things like that. So what we did was that we described or basically, we got the requirements for the corporate image, that's branding, and we split the posts at social media in two groups. First of all, social media as a whole, just like posts in social media, and posts for things that had to be printed, like banners and business cards. So then we have these three different services that were not the original three that we were thinking. Data visualization, they said that it was okay. You know, companies tried to incorporate it more, but it wasn't as highly on demand as these other three. So maybe to give you guys a little bit more context, the criteria for us and for them to choose these three different services was that, first of all, students or maybe a big chunk of students at Tech could be able to do it. Second, that the market had demand for it, like highly demand, the most amount of demand for it. And the third one was that they could help us with it, of course. And we thought as a whole that maybe the three that we would actually be able to use were corporate image and postings for either printed or not, like digital or not. So yep, that was our finding. Let's say, like, a pretty interesting finding there. And the results of the whole thing were pretty good. I liked it. I liked to be there and to be able to interact with them and help them out with what we were trying to do. And it was just a great feeling to feel that people wanted to help us out because they wanted to see this become a reality so that they can help their students. And that's exactly what we want. That is why we created this. The reason, I mean, I guess the vision is that we can help out students and companies alike by tackling their problems, socio-economical problems. Students need the money to continue studying. And the companies or the freelancers, they need these digital components that they can pretty much get really easily with a student and not so much with a big company. It's much of a hassle and it's a lot of costs. So it's basically try to help each other out internally, not go elsewhere, and try to get something really great out of this, both sides, right? So I guess I can't wait to start doing actual work with the Lean Startup methodology now. Well, not now, but later when we have all of this software requirements into the platform. And wish we would move a little faster, actually, but I guess we have time and other stuff to do right now. As I was saying, the internships for Francisco and I are starting right about now. We're going to, you know, be kind of transitioning our pace of life. Our normal commute's going to be very different, and I got to understand that, okay? I got to be able to understand that for now we have to sort of like settle down a little bit, okay, in that sense. I also want to achieve a leadership position, as I was saying. And it's like a more defined leadership position, maybe. Just because I want to. Just because I feel like I like to take hold of responsibility. Back in the day, back when I was a kid or I was starting out college, I didn't want responsibility at all. I just wanted a job. Nobody messed with me. I did my thing. And it was only me. Because I think I really had a bad experience with baseball. I used to play baseball when I was a kid. And whenever you did something wrong and, you know, the team was affected by it, you felt horrible. Everybody booed you. Your own team booed you. It was horrible. It was bad. It's not supposed to happen, you know, not that bad. But I guess I got, like, you know, just a little scarred there. And little by little, ever since I've been in college again, I've been able to, again, get the sort of teamwork, try to get the team to work together, try to put the best of yourself. Even though you fail sometimes, you feel great when you accomplish something and you have that responsibility with you that you were able to help your team to accomplish it. So yeah, let's just hope that I can get more leadership roles and things to do in the near future at Hubble. And I think that would be basically it. This is a short one. This is a short episode. It's just like a kind of an update. As I was saying, this is also some of the core things that I wanted to do in this podcast. Just be able to document what I do for you guys, so you guys can see how you create a business or an idea startup by daily, weekly work that you can perform in and sort of document for others to see, so that you can maybe help them out, see how it is, see if it's good, if it's bad, if it's for them or not. Even if it's just for entertainment, I think that you can learn a lot about legal issues and financials and business in this. So thank you very much for listening. Really appreciate it. I never tell you guys to like or subscribe or hit the bell or anything, because I believe that if you like what you're hearing, you're going to do it yourself. I don't have to ask you for it. And I would much rather YouTubers and podcasts hosts just not tell me that. Just, you know, if I like it that much, I'm going to hit that bell. And if I don't, then I won't. And I'm not going to make you do something that you don't want to do. So I guess that's it. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless you. See you in the next one.